the Dillon in a very, very close game. Eglinton got a reasonable score, 207, with Orion Williams, their West Indian professional, batting superbly, getting 91 not out. And Brigade were under pressure for a few times, but Eglinton overruled a number of drop catches. They dropped four catches in the Brigade innings. Consequently, it cost them. Danza Hyatt was their top scorer with 71. 209 for 8, Brigade winning by 2 wickets, as you say, to keep their title hopes very much alive.
Yeah, so a win for Brigade. Eglinton will be looking now to bounce back from this, because if they are sitting joint top with Coleraine, but with the sides around them now starting to pick up points, I suppose it's crucial that they can get another one on their belt coming off the back of a defeat.
Yeah, and it doesn't get any easier because they're actually home to Coleraine next Saturday. That's going to be a massive game. Both sides joint top at the moment, and then they face Dunamana in their final game. So not easy for Eglinton, but they're still in there. They're still in with a chance. They're still joint top. Just moving on to Coleraine yesterday. Ardenmore getting 202 for 4. Still in with a chance yesterday of claiming the championship. Decker Curry, unbelievable, getting his 99th century in his career. 102 not out. But it wasn't enough. Coleraine batting very, very well. Their professional Sanjeev Randeev scoring 81. Coleraine winning by 6 wickets to take them joint top with Eglinton. And moving on then to a very important game at Brady yesterday. Drummond, the visitors. Drummond scoring 197 for 8. Richard McDade with 63. And Brady 199 for 6. David Rankin with 56. And good knock sail from their skipper, David Scanlon. Brady winning by 4 wickets, which eases their relegation playoff position. It looks as if Drummond are going to be in the playoff position. Brady now probably clear. And a disappointing day for St Johnstone yesterday in the championship. New Buildings 232, a massive score. St Johnstone just fell apart, didn't even get anywhere near, all out for 73. But what it leaves at the top of the Premier Division now is Eglinton have played 12, 14 points. Coleraine played 12, exactly the same number of points, 14. Ardmore played 12 points. Brigade played 11 with 12 points. And Dunamana only 9 played and 10 points. If they can get their games played, and there's a big if, starting tomorrow night, they take on Drummond Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday. If Dunamana already won those games, they would obviously be, they would win the title, but there's so many games still to play and so little time to do it. I think that's going to be their biggest problem. Plus the professional, Jan Freilink, he's gone back. He's been called up for his representative company, so that hasn't helped them as well. But it's boiling down to a great end of the season. Still 1 week to go. Probably extended to the next 2 or 3 weeks, but everything you play for at both ends of the table. We know Strabane are relegated. Looks like Drummond are in the playoff for the relegation, second relegation spot. And at the top of the table, let's take your pick, Oisin.
Yeah, it certainly is. And who's your pick? Who are you going for, Eamon?
Well, I took Dunamana at the beginning of the season to do the double. They've got one part of that done by winning the cup. But I think they're going to run out of time as regarding getting their games played. They're playing tomorrow night, as I say, Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday against Drummond. But a start now for cricket around 7:30, it'll be difficult to get that game completed. Obviously, depending on the weather as well. Still hanging in there, hoping Dunamana can do it. After that, it's really a toss-up. That game next week's massive. Eglinton versus Coleraine.